The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So it's fairly well known that mindfulness practice is practiced with a strong emphasis in being in the present moment. And that, you know, try to keep your mind from thinking about the future or the past. And that's certainly true. But it doesn't mean that we should never think about the future and the past. And sometimes, like, if you go on a long hiking trip and you would feel like you really want to plan on finishing the trip, but maybe you have a little injury on your foot. And so you have to be very much in the present moment to how you put your foot down so that you don't irritate it any more than it is, so you can manage to get that long distance. So you have to have the idea that you're going a long distance, you know, the future, is part of the consideration that really puts you into the present moment to pay attention to now. So the same thing with our lives, that it's nice to be able to think about having some kind of long-term happiness, well-being, peace in our lives. And to have that long-term peace and happiness, to take some planning and consideration. You don't want to just kind of have wishful thinking, magic thinking. And so what are the conditions you put in place for that to happen and move in that direction? And one of those in our tradition certainly is to be here in the present moment. But if your attention to the present moment, if you really kind of felt that your attention now, today, this morning, in the present moment, is majorly consequential, this is setting the stage for what's going to happen to you for decades to come. How you attend to your breath, how you sit in your posture, how you do your steps, how you open the door to go to the bathroom, how you open the door to go outside. Whatever you're going to do, that a careful attention to that, to do it in such a way that you kind of in the moment maximize the sense of presence, alertness, like all the details of what you do, can you do it in such a way that in the details of the moment, you're doing it in the way that's most vitalizing or most kind of clarifying or most kind of like really here. So the example I mean is that when you sit down to meditate, you know, don't just sit down like you've meditated, you know, 10,000 times before and go like, okay, here I am. But you sit down like sitting down to meditate and taking my posture now. This is for my long-term happiness. I better really kind of zero in and take this seriously. Let me sit in a way that maximizes my sense of presence and alertness. What is it like to be alert at the base of my spine? What's it like to be alert up the spine? Where would I put my hands? How would I sit? So this really is important. I mean, this is like, you know, I don't know if this is the final exam. You know, maybe it turns out the final exam for being a human being is how you really sit in a way that's really present and alert and connected. You would sit down pretty much, you know, with care. You know, you wouldn't just like, oh, just one more time to sit, you know, and like, okay, here we go again. It's like, okay, whew. Okay, let's. So the example that's given in the suttas that is kind of, I don't know how inspiring the sutta, the example is, but it just points you the idea that if you were carrying a basket on your head, like they did in some cultures, and balancing on your head, and you're going through a very crowded marketplace, you know, marketplaces, bazaars, you know, lots of activity, people, and someone walked behind you with a sword, and if you dropped anything out of your basket, maybe the basket was full of water to the top. If you spilled any water, they would lop off your head. And you know, boy, then you're present. So, you know, I don't want that kind of fear and, you know, that kind of, you know, that that involves, but the idea that this moment here, how would you really engage in it? How would you this moment counts. This is an important moment. Maybe at this moment's going to set the stage for happiness for a long time. How would you really meet this moment? How would you open that door? As opposed to thinking opening the door is like, it doesn't count for anything, it's just the door is my way. But like touching that doorknob, and touching it, as if that is the most important place to be attentive to that. If there's a way of being paying attention, really being there for that doorknob, that's going to evoke some kind of attention, some kind of presence, some kind of mindfulness that maybe sets the stage for the rest of your life. They say in Buddhism that your last moment of consciousness sets the stage for how you're going to get reborn. That's the kind of the traditional story. So, if it turns out that when you're turning that doorknob, for whatever reason, that's when the meteor comes crashing through the roof. You know, something. You know, that could be your last moment. If that is your last moment, how do you want to be there with that doorknob? It's, you know, that talk about, you know, major consequence. If you're like annoyed at the doorknob, you'll come back as a doorknob or something, you know. So, anyways, I think I'm making a point. Enjoy yourself, but really, you know, really give yourself to the moment and what you're doing as if it's the most important thing, as if it's at the place that how you engage in this now is going to have long-term repercussions for you. Do it well. Thank you.